Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, we're back with a new episode of the
Real Wives in Radio.
And I want to start this week's episode off with a very special message.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Tanya.
Happy birthday to you.
My gosh, you totally surprised me with that. If you don't know, that is Britney Spears singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah, she said somebody else's name, so I cut that out and put my voice in. So
yeah. Well, who was it for, Simon?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I couldn't understand the name.
Okay.
But happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you.
The pop off.
The pop off.
Fill us in. What did you do to celebrate your birthday?
I did a couple things. I went to Palm Springs over the weekend. This is something that we've had planned for so long. There is a music festival that happens in Palm Springs. It's called Splash House.
It looked so much fun.
It's always the best time ever. And no, that is not why I would like to name my kid Splash. I've liked the name Splash for a long time, and no, it's not still on my list. It's not going to happen.
I tell you, Steven was dying in all caps when
he
heard it.
I know. He texted us and said, girl, you are crazy. Yeah. I said, I never said I wasn't crazy. Yeah, so the name of the festival is Splash House, and this is my third time going. They do this festival twice a year, in June and in August, and I always go in August, and this year we decided to go in June because it was close to my birthday. And I'm like, why don't we just do that for my birthday? And my husband loves it too. So we got friends from both sides, my friends, JJ's friends. We got 13 people together. And we got a big old house in Palm Springs.
Looked so sick.
It was amazing. It was huge. It had a ton of rooms. And the pool was awesome.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was walking distance to one of the hotels that participates in the music festival. So it was a prime location. And it was just awesome. So we did that. We went on Friday morning. We were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Came back on Monday. So it was a good long trip. Longer trip. The music festival consists of 2-day festivals. So Splash House is actually on Saturday, all day Saturday from like noon to 8 p.m. and all day Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. And it takes place at 3 different hotels that are nearby. And you just jump on a shuttle and you go to the next pool party if you want to leave.
You pool hop,
depending on what DJ you want to see or what hotel you want to be at or how packed it is or how not packed it is. We don't usually go from 12 to 8 because that's
so
suicide.
Long.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to do that. But on top of that, there are after hours. So you can go to a night party at the Palm Springs Air and Space Museum or Air Museum. And it's such a dope venue. There's like just planes out and it's open air and it's like at night. It's just like that nice warm breeze and the DJ is out there. It's just so much fun. So after hours is like from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Sis, I am so exhausted just listening to these hours.
Yeah. The craziest thing is that one of our friends, one of my good friends, is 10 weeks pregnant and she went with us. Yeah, but she had no idea when we had planned this that she was obviously that she was going to be pregnant.
Yeah. So what was that like for her?
So she had a lot of anxiety leading up to the weekend.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, everyone's like partaking in their activities.
Right, everybody's drinking. You're the only sober one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's kind of tough.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is going to be her first time like being in that environment where all her friends are together and they're all drinking or smoking pot, whatever.
Right, you don't know
whatever
what to
it
expect.
Is. You don't know what to expect, how you're going to feel. You know, like, are you going to feel left out? Are you going to have like major FOMO? Are you going to be tired? She didn't know what she was going to feel.
So how did she handle it?
She pulled through.
Yeah?
She went to both nights of After Hours, and she went to one day of Splash House, and then the other day was like all pool. She did great.
That's amazing. Yeah. And 10 weeks is your first trimester. I was so exhausted in my first trimester. I mean, shout out to your friend for being able to hang. Honestly.
How was that for you, though, being around people who drink? Who are drinking around you, being in a party environment and not being able to participate.
It was fine for me. Like, I like to have a good time and I can have a good time. I don't have to be drunk to do it, you know?
Right.
So for me, it wasn't a problem. It only became a problem when when it got really late and I'm tired and I'm cranky and people are like beyond buzzed.
Yeah.
You know, when they're like getting sloppy. Like,
right.
That's when I was like, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah.
But aside from all that, I can go to a bar right now or a brewery or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll be totally fine.
Be fine, yeah. Yeah, that's how she was. And I think she was like overthinking it in her head.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just the unknown. You just never know what it's going to be like. So anyway, she had a great time. I had a great time. I had the best time. Like, we just had, like, all my girls that went, like, we've been friends for about 20 years. And that's so special.
It's very special.
And
it's rare.
It's rare. We had, you know, my best friend flying from Portland, from, you know, two of them drove in from LA. Like,
so it was like a little reunion.
It was a little reunion and it was beautiful for my birthday. And JJ was just the best. He grilled for us. He made sure all the food was ready.
He's a good husband.
He's a great husband. And then there are additional people that went with us, like if they're JJ's friends or whoever's friend, or, you know, both our friends that were not part of the group of us of 20 years of friendship. They gelled well together.
Oh, that's great. That's
what
best.
You want.
I
know.
I would be most worried about that.
I know. I was a little worried about that because you just never know. Like, if the chemistry is not there, like
then that can mess up the whole weekend.
Yeah, no, everyone was vibing. It was so much fun. And
you had the cutest outfit.
Oh,
P.S.
Thank you.
I loved every single piece that you wore. I did.
Thank you.
You might post it in our story, on our Real Wives story.
Okay, yeah, I will. A lot. I know this sounds like a typical, like, Instagrammer influencer thing to say. Oh, people are asking me where I got this. Like, swipe up to find out where. It's like, okay, first of all, I don't have 10,000 followers, so I can't do that.
I can't swipe up.
Yet.
Hey, but you know, if you want to add us at Real Wives and Radio on Instagram,
please, so we can swipe up for you. But for real though, the most messages that I got on the outfit that I wore was from Saturday, where I wore like a neon outfit.
Loved that crop top, that long sleeve crop top.
Yeah,
you had like bikini bottoms and these black cover ups.
Yeah,
so cute.
Everyone kept asking me, "Oh, is that a crop top?" So what it is, it was a neon triangle bikini, and then over it, it's like this very like thin mesh, neon like long sleeve crop top. So it just gives it a different look.
Yeah.
And then I just had regular like neon bikini bottoms. And then a lot of people are asking me about the cover-ups. So it looks like a skirt, but it's not a skirt. They're like these mesh black cover-up pants. And they have slits from the very top to the very bottom. So it sways like a skirt, but they're pants. Yeah, they're really
evolution.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
And those are from Forever 21. Now, I ain't 21, but I still shop there sometimes, okay? So don't judge.
I think we all do. Come on.
I don't shop there often, but yeah, I saw those and those were kind of perfect. And then the bikini is from Amazon. So,
okay.
There you go.
You know, I've always been, I've seen bikinis and bathing suits on Amazon, but I've always been hesitant because it's like, I don't know, is it good? Like, how's the quality of it?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's okay. Great. I've ordered bikinis, though, where it's not so great or, you know, it's a size that I would normally wear and that is not the size I would normally. I mean, it was, like, tiny. But you just read reviews. I don't know. And a lot of them you can return, so.
Speaking of Amazon reviews and Yelp reviews and stuff, I use this website anytime I'm buying a new product. Fakespot.com.
Okay.
Go to that website and whatever you're looking to buy, grab the Amazon link or the Yelp link and you paste it into that website and they'll tell you if there are fake reviews on there. So like if a product has like 5-star reviews and you're like, okay, let's see if this is for real. Mm-hmm. You'll put it in there and then it'll give a letter grade. So it'll be like A, those are real.
Interesting.
F, those are fake. And then they give the company a grade itself based off of like their quality of products.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So fakespot.com.
Fakespot.com. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Dude,
you had a long,
I'm tired. Can you tell?
Because Monday you came back from Splash House.
Well, we came back. And then I went straight to see Jennifer Lopez.
Your girl.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I had zero energy. I had like no energy when I came back, but there was like no way I was going to miss Jennifer Lopez in my hometown. Not only that, she was celebrating her birthday this entire tour. It's called It's My Party Tour. Yeah. And I was like, hello, it's actually my birthday tomorrow. So I kind of have to go. And I was very fortunate to have tickets. Our coworker Tammy bought me tickets.
She's so sweet.
I know, she's the best. Super grateful. And so, yeah, so I went and me and my friend Claudia, we had an amazing time. And of course, Jennifer Lopez puts on a show.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
What did I think? Because at first, too, I was like, oh, I just saw her in Vegas in September. Like, what if it's the same? No.
Of
course not. Because Jennifer Lopez is a hard worker
and
completely changed everything and added stuff. And just, she's just amazing. Her level of energy and her enthusiasm and her singing and her dancing and her passion.
Yeah.
At the age of 50?
Yep. I still can't believe
50.
I still can't believe that she's just 50 years old. Like,
5-0.
There's no freaking way, dude.
5-0.
No way.
Way. Totally.
She's still hustling. She's still doing all those things. I mean, I was living for your stories just so I could watch and feel like I was a part of the concert. And it's crazy. She's singing live. She's dancing.
Yeah.
She brought her daughter out and it was so sweet.
Yeah. If you want to see any recap from Splash House, it's up on my highlights in my Instagram at I'm Tanya Gonzalez. If you want to see my J-Lo videos, which let me just warn you, I am singing through all of them. It's the worst thing. I was telling our friend Marvin, because he was like, aha, like laughing at me. And I'm like, when I'm recording, when I'm at a concert, I sing.
Of course,
I sing
and dance. You have to.
There's no way I don't. Like, I'm a loud person, and that's just what it's going to be. But when I'm recording, I'm like, I'm always remembering, because every concert I see, when I record, like, my voice comes out. But I'm like, at this one, I was like, there's no way it could pick me up. It's so loud. It's not. And then sure enough, I'm loud and clear, louder than J-Lo in all my videos, but duh. So just warning, if you want to see those J-Lo videos, you are also going to hear Tanya's singing.
Britney or J-Lo?
Nope, we're not doing that.
Yes.
We're not doing that.
Yes.
Everybody asked me that and we're not doing that. I won't answer. I will not answer. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I can't. And I know this sounds really silly because they're two totally different people at two totally different places in their lives right now.
Yeah.
I will not ever choose between Britney Spears or Jennifer Lopez. That is that. Period. End of story.
Okay, it's not that serious, but all right.
No, I've gone in fights with people about this. So it is that serious. Okay, sister. Okay. Can I also just say something really quick?
Yes.
At Jennifer Lopez's concert, oh my gosh, she references and plays and sings Drake's stuff so much.
Really?
Throughout her entire show.
Really?
It's either like a remix of like, like one of his songs. She sings the song that she's on. What's the name of the song? It's leaving my mind. But there's a song that he samples her in.
Yeah, I don't remember.
She sings that song. There's just like little things throughout
they did have a little fling.
I know.
I wonder how A-Rod feels about that. Secure.
Yeah, he's
pretty secure.
Yeah. But still, I just thought that was interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she also brought her daughter out, Emmy, to sing. Cute.
That girl can sing.
I know. Well, she
comes from
Mark Anthony is an amazing singer. And so, I mean, Jennifer Lopez, she's a great singer too. So that was not shade. That was realness. Don't even come
even
for me.
No,
I could already see it. You saw, the twinkle in your eye. No, you're about to say it.
No, because that's Steven. We've had this discussion. You know how much I stand for J-Lo. You know how much I stand for her.
Steven, if you're listening, you're on my shit list.
He's always coming for J-Lo.
Always.
And I get so mad.
And you know what? She talks about that in her concert. She's come such a long way. She deserves to party her ass off for her tour.
Absolutely.
And so many people hated her for having a big butt, and all of a sudden everyone wants a big butt. And so many people hated her for just loving love. So many people hated her for finding love. So many people hated her for losing love. So many people hated her for wanting to be a movie star. And then she is a movie. Like, you can't hate on her.
Okay, let's be honest. Remember when she first came out in like 99? And I remember watching TRL, and they're like, coming up, we got a brand new video from Jennifer Lopez. I was like, the actress? Like, remember, like, it was unheard of for an actress, a Hollywood actress, to actually become a pop star.
Right.
And then now, I mean, you look at Demi Lovato, who was Disney days, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, like, all those girls, even Ariana Grande, came from TV, and now they're huge pop stars.
Right.
You know, so it's like,
she paved the way.
Give her a little credit.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Steven.
That's right, Steven. And anyone else who's hating. But anyway, that was that. And it was a great time. And everyone is so sweet with their birthday wishes. Thank you. I haven't reached out to everybody on Facebook, but...
Your girl's tired.
I'm so tired. Can you hear it in my voice, too? I sound like a man again.
Well, I mean, you had a long weekend.
I had a long weekend, and I was singing, you know, for 2 hours at J-Lo. So, but yeah, that was that. Thanks.
Good.
Thanks for decorating my studio with a bunch of J-Lo and Britney.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you for my birthday gifts.
You're welcome.
Even though I had to give you one back because I already had it. It's so sweet. Dorothy, she knows that I love kitchen gadgets. And one of the presents that she gave me was a Vidalia chopper.
A veggie chopper.
But I already have it. So I had to be real.
I should have known. That's my favorite kitchen gadget. And should have known you would have had one.
You should have known.
I know.
Now you know.
I know. So do you want to do a quick little pop-off real quick?
Can we please?
Let's do it because...
The pop-off.
Lisa Vanderpump is leaving Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's official.
You hear that? That's my clap. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
You think it's been time for her to go?
It's time. I think maybe we're a season too late, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
To me... The value that she brings to the show is like minimal to me now because we like to see entertainment, and even though people are being ridiculous, like I like to see ridiculousness no matter what.
Right.
Like Real Housewives of New York, they're all ridiculous, but they're all still like
they're
true.
Like delusional ridiculous.
they are, but they're also like true to themselves and they're honest and they like say sorry when they're wrong, except Ramona and Lisa Vanderpump. Never heard her say sorry before. Heard a sincere apology from her before. She's not perfect. She acts like she's perfect. And I'm just ready for her to go.
Yeah. So. You're right. How do you feel about Brandy coming back?
Is she officially coming back?
She kind of was a little guest, a friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about if she... I mean, that's obviously what she's trying to do is try to get back on the show now.
No. I'm not a fan of hers.
I don't, yeah.
She's trash, and I'm in no mood today. Could you tell? She's. I don't like her. There's no appeal to of her to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's rumors that Kyle Richards, her sister Kathy Hilton, might be joining the show. Paris Hilton's mom.
Shut up.
Yeah,
and she's always been the one that's a little more shy.
Totally.
From the camera.
But Kyle said, you know, she would love if her other sister joined the show. And Kathy is low key one of the funniest people that she's ever known. She likes to pull pranks and she just likes to have a good time.
Whoa!
So it sounds like she's campaigning for her sister to come on.
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
I would want to see that.
Yeah,
I would want to see that. I wouldn't even mind her other sister Kim coming back. She was a hot mess, but she was like dealing with a lot of heavy things.
Yeah, it looks. I mean, she does seem like she got her act back together.
She does.
A couple episodes
ago. And I think seeing that like story of redemption and like seeing somebody actually work through their
demons
is there's some truth and realness to that. So
Yeah,
so I like to see that.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. On on the rest of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Uh-huh. So there are some reunion stories happening. Okay. First off, the Spice Girls are coming out with a new animated movie, all five of them, including Posh.
Okay.
A little bit too late, don't you think?
That's what I'm saying. Like, who are we going for here? Like, what crowd are we looking for? Because I'm not going to watch an animated movie of the Spice Girls.
Right. And it's like, is it meant to be for kids or for us? But how's that going to work?
I'm confused.
Right? Okay. That's how I feel. Okay. And then Lance Bass has come out and said that, and Joey Fatone, I should say, that they are going to talk about NSYNC reuniting this summer without Justin Timberlake because, you know, JT's way too big.
Okay.
Would you be down for an NSYNC reunion minus JT?
What's the real question? Would I pay to see them?
Yeah, would you go and see it? Or do you think like, that's not the real deal? I mean, Spice Girls aren't Spice Girls without Posh.
I wouldn't see it. I wouldn't pay, me personally. But also, like, if you took me back to 1999, 2000s,
right?
Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, I'm a Backstreet Boys fan. Sorry.
Yes!
Oh my God. That was back then. I'm just being honest.
God.
Doesn't mean that I didn't own NSYNC albums. Doesn't mean that I didn't perform in talent shows with NSYNC dances. Okay. Doesn't mean that I'm not an NSYNC fan. I'm just saying when you put the two together, when the boy bands first came out, I was more of a Backstreet Boys mm-hmm. girl. Mm-mm. But I still wouldn't mm-hmm. pay to see the Backstreet Boys. So don't worry. Don't worry. I'm just saying, like, I was already not like, they're great. NSYNC is amazing, but it would take a lot for me to go see it.
I mean, if you couldn't tell, it was NSYNC all day.
Okay, I could tell. All Jeez. Day. Jeez, I know.
JC was my boo.
I know. Remember, I gave you a greeting card, an NSYNC greeting card from like 2001.
I know, which I still have. I've cherished that.
Would you watch?
I feel very conflicted about this because let's be honest, NSYNC is JC and JT, right?
Okay.
I mean, like who would sing all of Justin's parts? JC?
They would figure it
out.
You
know? But also when they popped up at Ariana Grande's Coachella set, mm-hmm. which I absolutely loved, but damn, they did not age well. Like
I know.
Rough.
I know. They'd have to get in shape.
Rough.
They'd have to do some work.
Yeah, they would. They definitely would need to do that.
But I think you would still go.
I mean, I would still go.
Okay, thank you.
I would still go. But it wouldn't be the same. It's not the same.
No, it wouldn't.
You know?
But it would still be fun to hear their music, you
know? Of course, and take you back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Justin's a hard no. Still?
Justin, for sure, is a hard no.
Damn.
He only does it once in a while. And your last story in the pop-off, let's give it up for Team USA Women's Soccer.
Yes.
I know we're second week in a row that we're talking sports,
but
we got to give them some love because they are super badass.
Okay.
They just played, they're playing the World Cup right now, and they whooped that ass on Thailand, 13-0. By far the biggest. They made history. Like, no, with that gap.
Oh, no way.
And it's pretty incredible. And people are expecting them to, like, I read an article on CNN that they're expecting the women's team to apologize for celebrating every single goal that they did, saying that it's unfair sportsmanship. And I was like,
what?
Dude, don't even give me that double standard. Don't even give me that double standard.
I was going to say, is that a thing? Like,
that's an absolute double standard. Like, come on.
Why would they... Who has a problem with this?
People are criticizing. There are people online who are criticizing the women's team because of it. It's like, dude, just
get out of here.
Relax,
hell
right?
No.
And I feel like these women deserve some extra love because I'm going to read you a stat about Team USA women's soccer versus the men's soccer team.
Okay.
In 2014, the men's U.S. team got $5.4 million in a bonus for losing in round 16 of the World Cup. Okay, $5.4 million
for losing.
For being losers. They didn't even make it out of the 16th round.
Okay.
In 2015, the women's U.S. team won the entire World Cup.
Oh.
Our World Cup champions.
Okay.
And got a bonus of $1.7 million.
You're lying.
Yes. Swear.
How?
Exactly. People don't, I mean, it just goes to unequal pay, you know? Like, they don't care about
that is so unfair.
Oh, it's absolutely unfair. And on top of all of this, a lot of women's soccer is played on turf, which is terrible for your body, for your knees, your joints, your ligaments, and all that stuff. Men's soccer is played on real actual field, on grass and all that stuff. So there's a complete pay disparity there.
Wait,
double standards there.
Why?
Exactly. Why? Why?
There's no reason.
Right. It's because they're women.
The women play on turf.
Yeah.
The men play on real grass.
Yeah.
And for there's no reason.
No, there's no reason. I think it's just because, I mean, the sports world, or maybe just the world in general, doesn't care about women's sports.
Women's sports, uh-huh.
You know, they pay attention more to men's sports. But it's just, it's totally unfair. So it's like, you guys, suck it, because the women are actually champs.
Oh, gosh. Just threw my pen across the room, but I think I hit the window.
Yeah. So like, we got to make sure we give the women's national team some extra love during this World
Damn.
Cup.
Damn. Okay.
It. Maybe they work hard. And they deserve
maybe
it.
I'll put the game on and support them.
Yeah, just have it on in the background. Yeah. Just to support them at least.
I mean, I don't have any TV right now, but
speaking of which,
God, my house is so broke down.
I gotta
right
call
now.
You
it's
out
even
sis.
Funny. Why
I
why
got
why
to call you out.
Oh.
Tanya sent me a text the other day, was it yesterday, when she said, hey, so I can connect my hotspot to my Wi-Fi and I don't get charged.
Okay. Whoa. Really? Is that really an odd question? Really? There's no
yes.
one out there like me that... Okay, first of all, I've never used my hotspot before. I don't even... Okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm a little behind the times here. I don't even know what a hotspot is. Like, I never have used it ever in my life. I haven't had Wi-Fi at home. And then Dorothy tells me that I should just use my hotspot. I didn't know how to do that. Found out how to do it.
Yeah.
Didn't know if I can connect it to my smart TV. I did that too. Bam, I'm good now.
From your cell phone, and you don't get charged. I mean, you could have just
If I get charged, Dorothy,
If you have unlimited data on your cell phone plan, as it is already, you're not going to get charged. If you hit, like, you know, I don't know if you have AT&T like I do, but...
I have Verizon.
Okay, well, they always give you, like, a max amount, like, hey, 25 gigs of data, and then after that, your internet might start slowing down a little bit, but you don't get charged.
But that is
you're already paying
part
for
of
it.
The hotspot, too?
Yeah. Because you're connecting.
Oh, I hope they charge me so you could be wrong.
No. You literally are just using your phone as a Wi-Fi router to connect to your computer and to your TV at home. Like, that's it.
Mm. I swear, if you're wrong, oh, it's going to feel so good. All right. Well, anyway, thank you for that tip. Thank you for telling me about how to use my hotspot. Because of that, I was able to watch the first episode of Big Little Lies season 2.
Oh,
so
I'm behind on that. I gotta watch it.
So good.
Got to watch that. You know what else was great, though?
What?
Wonder Spaces, this art exhibit in San Diego. I got to go to a preview night of it.
Yeah.
It is so freaking cool. If you're in San Diego and you need a place to go take some like dope Instagram pictures, you got to go to Wonder Spaces. It's down on B Street Pier.
Okay.
And it's an interactive art exhibit.
Okay.
So they have, I want to say about 13 different pieces that you can go into. All of them are different. There is one piece that's on the floor and it's called The Wave.
Okay.
And you can lay on the wave and there's like a little mechanical piece that kind of rolls underneath your body.
Okay.
And it creates a wave. So if you're laying down on it, it looks like you're doing a body roll.
Oh.
And it's to create, I guess it emulates or stands for the waves, your body waves that you send off to people, like vibes.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. There's a light one that is super duper cool. You go in, I don't know what it's made of, but the light reflects off of these intricate like strings that they hang.
Okay.
And then if you stand in front of it, your shadow illuminates onto the lighting pieces and it looks like you're out in space.
Okay.
So that one's super cool. They have another piece, a virtual reality piece that's amazing as well. You go in there, you sit in like a little cute... like a little cubicle, like they put, like they make it feel like it's very campy.
Okay.
And it's a little game. They ask you 3 questions. You can hear people's answers to the questions that they ask.
Okay.
And then after you listen to the answers, you get to record your own, and you make it you record it by making like a little orb with your hands.
Okay.
And then you leave it out there in the universe, in their VR universe, and the people who come after you can hear your responses. It's completely anonymous. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So almost like a little like confessional.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of confessionals.
Okay.
There is a confession wall. One of the pieces.
There's a confession wall?
A confession wall. That's okay. One of the other art pieces. And people were writing crazy things. There was one that said...
like they just write their confessions on like a piece of paper?
Piece of paper, like a little piece of wood, and then they hang it on the wall.
Okay.
There was one about like a dad that wrote, you know, I have kids. I used to be a hardcore drug addict, like through my IVs. I used to deal drugs like this, this, and that.
Oh,
when do I tell them? You know? I'll never. You never.
I bet you're just like reading all of these and they're just pure gasps.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For
what?
Sure. There's
okay.
some that like I slept with my best friend's girl. Like that. There's that type of
yeah.
stuff. But one that I saw come up quite frequently and I thought that was interesting was... I have dreams about my ex-boyfriend more than my husband.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was one. Here's another one. That same sentiment. I've been with my husband for 10 years, but I still can't stop dreaming of my ex. Which made me think, like, is that super common?
Right. How common is this?
Right.
Yeah.
And confession, I've definitely had dreams about an ex.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Recently?
No. Maybe like... a month or two ago.
Okay, that's recent.
Yeah, so recent. But it was just like...
what happened in the dream?
So every time, I mean, I guess it's kind of recurring. It happens like... it doesn't happen all the time, but it's happened like three times.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
But every time in my dreams, it like I see
Wait.
Him...
what ex? Just tell me.
Oh, no, okay. No, I'll tell you okay. because he doesn't okay. live here anymore.
Okay, okay.
It was the Navy guy. The
oh,
Navy guy that I dated.
The Navy guy.
The uh-huh. Navy guy. You
this
remember
guy.
Him?
Sure do.
Yes.
Sure do.
Right. So he, in my dreams, like I run into him in San Diego. Like I know he's married. I'm married. Like, you know.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But I run into him and then like it's kind of old. Like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. Like kind of things like that. And it's like we play catch up, you know. But then... I think it'd be fond memories or fond feelings, I guess. But the last time I had the dream, I was like, in my dream, mm-hmm. I told myself, I was like, dude, why are you still in my dreams? Like, get out. Like, what are you doing here? Like,
wow.
I'm married. I love my husband. We're about to have a baby. Like, and you were an asshole.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, you need to stop trying to get up in my dreams.
Whoa.
Pretty much.
You were saying this in your, like, it's like almost you had your,
I had a
it's
breakthrough.
Your dream, you had a breakthrough. And then on the outside of that, you had like your real thoughts.
Yeah.
And then all while you're sleeping.
All while I was sleeping. And I was like, you know what? I think the reason why you come into my dreams every now and then is because I had unresolved issues.
Yeah.
You know, I had that breakthrough moment in my dreams where I'm like, what the fuck? Am I doing? You
yeah.
know, like, why are you here? Why are you trying to be nice to me?
Yeah.
Like, you're a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been told that sometimes when you are dreaming of someone or an ex, that there is some kind of correlation to them also having the same thoughts about you or dreaming about you before.
Really?
I'm saying, like, maybe he really is, like, I don't know. Maybe there's some weird thing there where he's maybe thinking of you too, not in a way where he wants to get with you, but you know where you're on his mind too.
Yeah, because I mean, with our relationship, it was like a fairy tale, you know, like straight out of a romantic comedy.
I remember,
like, you know, and I was like, oh my God, I was so enamored by it, you know, and the only reason why we didn't stay dating was because of long distance and he moved out of the country.
Yeah.
You know, and I think like, after analyzing it and thinking about that dream when I told him to get the F out pretty much, I was like, you know, I looked back on it with like hard eyes.
Yeah.
But then when I like really thought about the relationship, there were a lot of things that weren't fair.
Right.
That weren't okay with me, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Not that he's a bad person.
No.
I just didn't like how... like,
it was not fair to
it
you.
It wasn't fair to me
no.
at all.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of what I realized in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one was like, yeah, he was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So.
And you had a lot of heartbreak with that one.
I did.
Yeah.
It took me a long time.
It did. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everything's all good now.
Everything's
You're
all good
married,
now.
Exactly. About to have a baby.
Exactly.
And in your dream, you told this guy to bounce.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's cool because, well, it's not, it's always, it's kind of shame, not shameful, but like, yeah, I feel like there's a little shame attached to the fact that you may dream about your ex.
Yeah, like you
period.
Might feel, like you feel guilty about
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
like
sure.
I'm not going to say that I, well, no, I'm not going to say that I've dreamt of my ex more than I've dreamt of JJ.
Right.
But in my eyes and what I feel like I've dreamt of my ex way too much, like period.
Right.
You know, like probably one dream of your ex is way too much, you know, yeah, like that yeah. feeling where you wake up and you're just like, why did I dream of you? Like, ill. Like, I will be honest, within the last couple of years, I have had some dreams of my ex, the ex, that I was with for a long time, who I've not been with for a long time. He has popped up in my dreams more than I would like. And you wake up and you're mad. Like, I always get mad at myself. Like, ill. Like, why yeah. did I dream yeah. of you?
Well, like, but, like, what's happening in your dream?
Nothing sexual. It's right. not physical. It's not even, like, really emotional. It's just, like, he's just... When him and I dated, he was part of, like, my circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he still kind of is, but not as much. No.
Like, you guys have, like...
I don't even
like, mutual
him.
Friends at all?
We have mutual friends.
Yeah, okay.
So... In my dream, it's almost like he's still there, part of my group of friends.
Yeah.
And he's still around. And I know who he is. And maybe, like, we're in a relationship in my dreams. I don't know. It's not that, like,
right.
concrete where I could right. tell exactly who he is and what we feel for each other, blah, blah. But still, like, I think I've had such negative feelings towards him in real life that I wake up feeling, like, annoyed, upset, and right. then also guilty because then I look to my right and there's
and
JJ,
yeah.
you know? Like,
yeah.
But I'm always honest with him, like,
yeah.
and he knows, like, it's not anything, like, where I still have feelings for this guy. It's not
right.
about that. But I think you are totally right. I think it is about unresolved feelings with that person,
yeah.
you know? For some reason, I think, and when you're sleeping, it comes
it
out,
comes
you
out,
know?
For sure.
For some reason, who knows why? I will tell you, though, I did see my healer. She's an intuitive healer.
Mm-hmm.
And she did some work on me. And I told her, I was like, listen, I still have dreams about my ex-boyfriend. And I don't want to dream about him anymore.
Right.
Like, I want to be done with him,
yeah.
you know? Like, I just want to be done. And even though I feel like I'm done and I go every day for years not thinking about him,
just,
I
you
don't
never
want
know, it just
my
pops
subconscious,
up.
I don't
right.
want when I'm asleep for it to pop up. Like,
right.
I don't want that. So she did do some kind of, like, spell, you know, I know it sounds weird. I know it sounds weird if you're not familiar with, like, intuitive healers. It's not anything, like, crazy. It's not, like, black magic or anything like that. Calm down, everybody.
Relax.
But she did do some work on me, and I haven't dreamt of him since, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then that works.
I know.
Yeah. You know, I put this question to our Instagram story. We did get a couple responses that
okay.
have people dreaming of their ex, by
okay.
the way. Martha says, yes, she's had dreams about her ex.
Should we say names? Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. There are tons of Marthas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But she said she thinks it's because her ex and her now husband have the same name, LOL.
Oh, well,
so that's
yeah,
probably,
that's
yeah.
hard. Ooh,
that's hard to
worst.
Like avoid, right? I know.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean,
oh.
they worked through that.
Okay, okay, okay.
They said, it's another person, this was a guy actually, said that he hasn't had dreams about his ex, but about a friend that he admires, but then he feels shameful for liking her in a dream, which... I don't think you should. It's just a dream.
Yeah.
And if it's your friend, there's obviously qualities that you like about them, right?
Right. But is he with someone else? Is that why he feels?
Maybe that's what it is.
Oh,
yeah, he didn't
well,
say.
Maybe that's something you got to
yeah,
work out. I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know.
Another,
but thank you for the honesty.
Yes. Thank you for the honesty. Another person said, you know, they think that those dreams might be related to closure or something like
yeah.
Some kind of unconscious guilt. So
or,
that's exactly
well,
how I think
yeah.
what it was for me
yeah.
was like closure. You know,
yeah.
we never like. I never could say F off.
yeah. No. And you would
you know?
And you wouldn't normally.
Yeah.
You're not that type of person.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was closure for you. It was yeah.
Yeah. And then another person, anonymous person, said that they still have them. But you know, she just needed a little some tips on to how to stop them. So maybe go see an intuitive healer.
You can even just a therapist, maybe, because
yeah.
maybe it's just honestly, maybe they're just things that you need to work out. Because my
absolutely
the healer that I see, she is like a therapist. Like
yeah.
She just has some added things that she does as a healer, and she's intuitive. But in that session where she kind of cleared him from my dreams, it was about him too, and just some stuff that maybe I was still holding on to that I didn't know I was holding on to.
Absolutely.
And the whole thing was just very therapeutic. So I think that was along with not having dreams about him anymore, you
yeah.
know, like
yeah.
Just needing to talk it out, you know.
Yeah.
and be real and be honest with yourself about if you're holding anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and just work through it.
Yeah.
Definitely work through it, for sure.
But sometimes you need help. So that's what I'm saying. If you need to see a therapist or a healer or whatever it is, they are the ones to bring that up. Because I would have said, I would have told you before, I would have told you, but I don't care anymore. And I'm so happy and I moved on and I don't even think about him anymore. And, you know, but then like.
And that's all true. And that's all true. But there's still a little bit of it deep down inside that she didn't even realize was happening.
My healer, like, she dug and I was like shocked.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was like, oh.
Because a lot of times there's like triggers that happen that you don't even realize our triggers.
Yeah.
You know, and that could have been what was happening with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad that it's cleared. And I'm so glad. I swear, if I come back after this podcast and he's in my dream, I'm going to be so pissed.
You can blame me for that and for your Wi-Fi charges. Your dad's charges.
I know. I'm just going to blame you for everything. Oh my God. But anyway, that's interesting. Yeah. I think it is common. I think it definitely is common. Yeah. I mean, you saw that it was common on that.
Yeah. Like that a lot. Confession. A lot of women wrote that. So, and thank you for sharing your input with us, by the way. We really appreciate that.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I know it's not easy. It wasn't easy for me to say that right now.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even, honestly, real talk, I haven't even told Steven that I've had dreams about.
Well,
you know?
Okay. Well, now he knows.
Well, now he knows. Exactly.
Don't be mad.
I love you, boo.
We saved you for the podcast.
Nah, he's pretty chill about stuff like that, though.
No, yeah.
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 He'll make fun of me, I bet you, is what he'll do.
Right.
But so, yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Well, that's good. That was fun. I'm glad that you checked out Wonder Spaces. I want to go check it out because this is the second time that they're here.
Yeah. Third time.
Oh, third time.
Yeah. So they were one time over in Mission Valley.
Right.
And then the last 2 years, they've been over by the pier. And there's a lot more exhibits that I didn't really touch on, but that were really amazing as well. And I think they're here till September.
Oh, nice.
Lots of time to go, but buy tickets in advance because every time, like, it's always so many people and you want to make sure you get your window in and you want to make sure you have plenty of time to check out the entire experience.
Okay.
From beginning to end.
I want to go.
Yeah, go. I would probably say maybe go during like the weekday because I think the weekends might get a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Well, with parking and everything, with everything that happens in San Diego, it might be a little bit tough to find parking.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But yeah.
Awesome. And if you want to go to Splash House, there's another one in August. So you can go to that website. You could just Google them and find all that information. I forgot to mention, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to tell people because it's kind of gross. But I forgot to tell you two stories from Splash House. Wait, my God, I almost forgot. One, so the pools obviously are like, when you walk into the hotel, and you're not even close to the pool, you can smell the chlorine from the pool. Like, they like chlorine it up because they want to kill anything that's in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so just know that, okay? And then when you get to the pool, like, I'm not going to lie, it's a creamy blue color. Like,
ew! Like, why is it creamy?
Just because people are in there. Drinks.
Oh, sunblock probably too.
Like, who knows? Tans are rubbing off. Like, creamy fake tans. Blue. It's like, I know it sounds gross, but when you're like having a good time and you're drinking or whatever,
you don't care.
And plus, it's so hot, it feels good inside. So just know that. And then we're watching this DJ and everyone's like kind of closer to the stage in the pool. And then there's this one area where it's like not a lot of people and there's two people right there. Okay. And I'm looking.
Don't say it.
And I'm looking and she's got this face, Dorothy. And I'm like, what's that? Is she in pain?
Tanya, no.
Oh,
in the pool?
They.
Ew.
So nasty.
Ew.
They were either doing it or doing something in the pool.
Ew.
Yes.
Did you jump out immediately?
I literally, because I was sitting on the ledge of the pool and my legs were just in the pool. As soon as I saw that, I literally took my legs out like, I can't do this.
Where's the closest shower?
And I'm like, what? And I'm looking at the security guard. The security guard's laughing at them. Yeah. No, like nobody, like, I don't know. It wasn't for very long, but it was long enough where a crowd was just like watching, laughing at them. And then finally,
were they just totally oblivious to the fact that everybody was watching this?
Listen, I don't know if they were on drugs. I don't know if they were super drunk. I don't know if they didn't care.
That is so
nasty. Well, no, I know that they did care, because eventually like his boy went up to him and was like, yo, like everyone's watching you right now. Yeah. And then they were just like kind of laughing. Like the girl was kind of like, I was kind of ashamed because she like almost thought it was cute and it wasn't. Yeah, there was a girl that like was close to us and she was like, she needs to take care of herself. Like, she's going to get a UTI, like, first of all.
And well, I'm worried about her reproductive.
This girl goes to her afterwards and she hugs her. She hugged her. She gave her a big hug and was like, girl, you got to take care of yourself. And she just gave her a big hug. She's like, I hope you're okay. And she walked away.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was like, that's my kind of girl, like, looking out for a woman, you know? Yeah. But this girl, like, she was weird. I don't know.
That's hella nasty, though.
That's hella nasty. Guess what?
What?
I have video and I'll show you. Because I'm like, no one's gonna believe me when I tell them. And no, I'm not posting that. I am not posting that. And then also, I got in a fight with a guy at Splash House.
Hold up.
I didn't tell you about this.
You, Tanya, all 5'3" of you, little Tanya, got into a fight with a guy. What happened?
I was watching Justice. They were like the closing DJ act.
Like fist fight? Argument.
No, argument.
Leading to a fist fight.
Like, little bit physical. Don't be disappointed in me. Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
So, I'm watching Justice. They're like doing their set, their DJ set, and I'm like having a great time, and I'm like dancing outside of the pool, like I'm on the ledge of the pool, like just dancing, right?
Right.
And I'm not trying to say like I'm cute or anything. I'm just saying, as a woman, you know when a guy's like checking you out and they're giving you creepy eyes and they're
right,
just like,
right.
This guy had already been like looking at me for a while, but like I don't pay attention to that. I don't feed into that because obviously like I'm with JJ, but like,
Just go, shoo.
You know, like, you're not cute. Like, he was just being obnoxious. Like, he was like a typical obnoxious guy, and he was with a group of, like, he was like with a bachelor party, and they were being so annoying. They're jumping in the pool spot. Everybody's minding their own business, having a good time. They're the only ones that are like disrupting all of that. They're just jumping in the pool, being so annoying. And I'm like just trying to like pay attention to the DJs, and I'm dancing, and he's like in the pool, right? So he's in the pool. And I'm outside of the pool standing, okay? Uh-huh. So he's like slowly like swimming up to me, and I'm like thinking in my head, I can see him from the corner of my eye, and I'm like, please don't come. Please
not
don't,
me, not
don't
me.
Talk
please
to
not
me.
Not
don't,
me.
Like, don't, I don't want to, no, I don't want to do this. And he's like coming up to me. And at this point, like JJ's not near me. He's like kind of on the other side with his friend. So he's coming up to me and he's like sticking his arm out real slow, like outside of the pool, like really slow, like towards me. And I'm like, oh my God, is this guy okay? Like what's going on?
Does he need help?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I, literally, like in my first instinct was to take my hand out and like give it to him, like maybe to help him or something. Yeah. And I literally,
you're
like,
a nice person,
well,
man.
Yeah, because I at the end of the day, I am nice. Okay, believe it or not,
a little crazy, but
a little
nice.
Crazy. Yeah. So I'm like pulling my hand out, like, and I'm literally now I'm concerned, and I'm like, are you okay? And he like latched onto my hand, and I felt like a second of him like yank me, like he was gonna
pull me into the pool. Oh hell nah!
And it wasn't like, that's not cute. Like
no.
I'm having a good time outside. I'm not paying you any attention.
Right.
Like what makes you think that I want to be thrown into the pool?
Right.
Like, honestly, you're a stranger. I was so pissed. Right. So I was like, oh, I pulled my arm away and I was like, don't do that. You know, don't do that.
Yeah.
And then whatever, continue my dancing again, no big deal. Like, I just pretended like that never happened and I don't want to see you again. He swims away, does something, goes to with his boys, who knows what, I have no idea. Then all of a sudden, maybe like 15 minutes later, he is outside of the pool next to me and his shoes are on the other side of me.
Okay.
So he reaches across for me to get his shoes. And as he's doing this, he like goes to my arm and he's doing like this slow thing again where he's testing me. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm not smiling. I'm not giving you any kind of invitation for you to touch me, look at me, talk to me, nothing.
Right.
And he goes to my arm and then again, he like starts pressing on it like he's about to yank me into the pool again. And I literally looked at him. I was like, you need to go. Like, nobody wants you here.
Right.
Why are you trying to push me in the pool? I'm not even like,
who are you? Number one, why are you touching me?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
And he was the group. You could tell he was drunk. And I was like looking at this guy. So I was like, you guys need to come get your boy right now.
Yeah.
This is not going to be pretty. Like, I literally saw red.
Yeah.
Like, saw red, Dorothy. I was, went from zero to 100 so quick. And after I started yelling, like, JJ came, like, you could tell, like, something was wrong. So then JJ's talking to him, and he's like, dude, just go. Like, he's trying to be more peaceful about it than I was, thank God. Right. Then my girl, Sarah, comes, and then all of a sudden, like, everyone's just, like, yelling at him, like, what are you doing? Like, get away from here. And he was not ready for that. He was not expecting that. So he got all
embarrassed.
He got super embarrassed, little coward. And then... I will say, well, he wouldn't stop. Like, he was just fighting. And what pissed me off is he looked at JJ, my husband, and he said, you better control your woman. And as soon as he said that, as soon as he said that, I literally got two of my fingers and I went to his chest and I, just two fingers. Okay. It wasn't my whole, just two fingers. And I literally pushed him so hard and I said, get out of here. I was like, you need to go. And he was like, he literally looked at me. He was like, you better keep your hands to yourself or what, or something's going to happen.
Oh,
I was like,
really?
First of all, you were the ones that put your hands on me
first.
Uninvited. Nobody was even looking at you, smiling at you, laughing at you, talking to you.
Oh, hell
first
no,
of all.
Tanya.
Second of all, what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do? You hit me? Like, literally, like, I was so mad.
Yeah, I'd be livid too. You're totally justified.
I probably should not have put my hands on him, my two little fingers on him, that I barely even moved him. I mean, come on, ain't that strong? That,
no,
but he just made me so mad when he said, control your woman.
Right.
I lost my shit.
Well,
and
who is he to sit there and be like, oh, don't touch me, when he's repeatedly trying to touch you and force you into a pool?
Exactly.
Like, who are you?
Yeah, and like my girl saw like the first time that he tried to push me into the pool. And so like, whatever. This guy was out of control. And so his guys finally pulled him and they're like, we're sorry, we're really sorry. Like, we trust me, like, we would never be, you know, we would never disrespect women. Like,
yeah,
da-da-da.
Go
and
control
I was like,
your
maybe
drunk
you
friend.
Wouldn't, but your friend is. So please remove him from my sight. Like, I was so mad. Like, I don't even know who I became for that, like, 10 minutes. And then I was like, I'm just going to continue watching this DJ. And I was just like trying to get in the zone again. He like took me out of the zone. And then I did. And then, like, literally, like, 5 minutes later, I just started bawling. Crying.
Oh, tons.
Out of control. Like,
it's because it's angry tears. It's really what it is. Because you felt violated.
It's angry tears, honestly, but I felt violated, but also I was really scared.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was really scared that in a second he was just gonna throw me into the pool. Like,
right.
And I know there's nothing scary about being thrown into a pool. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But I think it's with somebody that you don't know.
Well, right. It comes down to your safety. You don't feel safe.
I didn't feel safe. Anyway, everything was fine. I got over it. I controlled my emotions. And I finally went on with my day. But it's if anyone's listening, like, if it's not invited, if it's not wanted, if somebody doesn't verbally like look at you and say, come here, throw me in the pool, don't throw me in the pool.
And it's sad that we have to say that.
Oh my God, I was so annoyed, Dorothy.
I'm really sorry. I really hope that didn't ruin your day.
It didn't.
Good.
It didn't. It was just a little fraction of my day.
Yeah.
And I'm just...
What an idiot, dude.
And then I didn't want to have him see me cry because I'm like...
Yeah.
You know, F you, like, you're, you know, but whatever. It was all good. I hope he listens. He doesn't. But I hope this gets back to him.
Yeah,
okay.
Somehow.
He did have a tattoo on his chest that said Luna. And I don't know if that's the name of a dog. And I don't know if that's the name of a daughter or a mother or
somebody.
A sister. But if you have a chest tattoo that says Luna, shame on you.
You're a D-bag. That's you.
And yes, I'll show you that video right now.
Don't worry. I would like to see it.
Anyway, that was fun.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week with another episode of Real Wives in Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forget to follow us on Instagram, please. We're not even at 500, and I want to be at 10,000 so we can give you the swipe up. So
yes. So. Oh, and we have to give a thank you on Facebook because we've got a couple Facebook recommendations.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Let me pull it up real quick. Yeah, if you have time and you love our podcast, please write a review on iTunes or on Facebook, wherever, or just spread the word.
Wait, hang on. Here we go. Reviews.
Yeah, the layout's a little weird.
On your phone, it's different than it is on the computer. Because I was reading these at my computer. When else is no recent reviews? I swear, I'm not lying.
Girl, you dream about that too? Dream about our reviews?
No, I swear they're real.
Okay. Well, you know what? I believe you.
Okay. I'm going to read them next week because I want to make sure that, you know, we give our listeners shout some out. Love because we really appreciate it.
Yeah, please do. Please review us. We will give you a shout out.
Yes.
And if we don't give you a shout out, hit us up.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook or Real Wives and Radio. You can find us on Instagram at Real Wives and Radio. Yep. You can find me on Instagram at I'm Tanya Gonzalez, and that's Tanya with an O.
That's right.
And you?
My Instagram and social media is at Dorothy on Air. We love interacting and all that stuff. So
love it.
Send us some DMs, whatever. No dick pics. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
And please share, subscribe, like via iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever they decided it's going to be now on Apple.
Yeah.
And continue as always through radio.com.
Of course. And don't forget to listen. I am on the show with John and Tammy. I'm their associate producer. We're on from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 103.7 KSON. And right after that, you can switch to Dorothy.
That's right, on Kixie 96.5, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. during your weekdays.
Easy.
That's it.
Easy.
Have a great week.
Yep.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.